The CDC admits vaccines are made with aborted human fetal cells. Almost no one has any real idea what's found in vaccines. When they allow themselves to be injected with vaccines, they're oblivious to the fact that they are being injected with aborted human fetus cell lines or African green monkey kidney pus cells harvested from infected diseased primates. There are documents that prove this now. Yet, astonishingly, the CDC openly admits to this, to all this and more, in a PDF posted on the CDC website entitled Vaccine Excipient and Media Summary. The CDC lists all the excipients currently used in vaccines being injected into adults and children across the United States. The CDC's list, currently as of January 6, 2017, was extracted from manufacturers' package inserts, according to the CDC. The complete list is found in this CDC document. Of course, we're going to open that up real quick. Vaccine excipient media summary, that way you all can see the evidence. In addition to weakened or killed disease antigens, viruses, or bacteria, vaccines contain very small amounts of other ingredients. Excipients or media. Some excipients are added to a vaccine for a specific purpose. These include preservatives to prevent contamination, for example, thimerosal, adjuvants to help stimulate a stronger immune response, for example, aluminum salts, stabilizers to keep the vaccine potent during transportation and storage, for example, sugars or gelatin. Others are residual trace amounts of materials that were used during the manufacturing process and removed. These include cell structure materials used to grow the vaccine antigens. For example, egg protein, various culture media, inactivating ingredients used to kill viruses or inactive toxins. For example, formaldehyde, antibiotics used to prevent contamination by bacteria. For example, neomycin. For the following table lists all components other than antigens shown in the manufacturer's package insert PI for each vaccine. As you can see, my God. This is madness. This is absolute madness. Where's for influenza? They've even got it on here too. In case the CDC removes it, because they've been known to suddenly memory hole documents they don't want the public to see, we've also posted a copy to the Natural News Service PDF. The WI38 cell line is widely known to be derived from lung tissue of an aborted white Caucasian female fetus. As even the pro-vaccine Wikipedia website admits, as the Coriell Institute for Medical Research explains about the MRC-5 cell line, the MRC-5 cell line was developed in September 1966 from lung tissue taken from a 14-week fetus aborted for psychiatric reasons from a 27-year-old physically healthy woman. The cell morphology is fibroblast-like. The karyotype is 46XY, normal diploid male. Cumulative population doublings to seen sense is 42 to 48, G6PD, isoenzyme is type B. The human fetal tissue cells have become such an issue of outrage that even the Vatican has issued a statement concerning their use, in which they address vaccines containing live viruses which have been prepared from human cell lines of fetal origin using tissues from aborted human fetuses as a source of such cells. You can find the Vatican's response at this link. And, of course, that's one of many. This is just outrageous, folks. It's outrageous. And to think that they are forcing people to accept vaccines. Below you'll find the complete list published by the CDC, deduplicated and sorted alphabetically. Notice that these ingredients include toxic metals, aluminum salts, bizarre animal cells from humans, monkeys, cows, pigs, and chickens. Ingredients derived from GMOs and the radioactive element barium, artificial coloring chemicals, excitotoxins such as glutamate, chemical cleansing agents, Triton X100, dangerous bacterial strains, E. coli, toxic chemicals such as mercury, and more. No one can refute any of this because it's admitted by the CDC itself. Astonishingly, the individuals at the CDC allow this crap to be injected into children. You've got to wonder, you've really got to wonder, why? Why are there cells from humans, monkeys, cows, pigs, and chickens in these vaccines? I would like to know, and maybe one of you guys knows, how this affects our DNA. I'm not exactly sure. Of course, it causes diseases and the like, and it does a lot more than that. But I would like to know to the extent of how this affects our DNA as humans. Here's what happens to some children when they inject when they're injected with these toxins. Yeah, I mean, we know. This is terrible. Look at this list. Something's got to happen. Something's got to stop. This is absurd. And the reality that almost was nationally forced vaccinations. And it still is most likely going to happen, but we saw how close it got just a couple years ago. It's absurd. It's outrageous. Let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.